So the core message during my session was performance problems and how they're often architectural. I talked about how we tend to look at front-end optimization first. Typically we would look at lazy loading, bundling scripts, image optimization, and all those things matter for sure. But sometimes that is really not enough. So I started talking more about underlying issues, which is usually how do you actually deliver that content and why is, edge delivered versus origin dependent content delivery so much different?
Hello, and welcome to the Funnel Podcast, a digital experience podcast by Blue Acorn ICI. Each month, we'll uncover new strategies and topics to improve digital experiences. I'm your host, Sarah G. I'm the Senior Content Marketing Manager here at Blue Acorn ICI. Today, I'll be joined by Blue Acorn ICI's Adobe Commerce Champion, Yalitza Riganella, to break down key conversations that happened during Adobe Summit and share actionable takeaways that you can apply after listening. But before we get started, let's learn a little bit more about Yalitza. She's a technical architect and Adobe Commerce Champion who works on complex implementations where commerce, content, personalization, and system architecture need to come together at scale. Yalitza spends a lot of her time thinking about how technology choices affect both customer experience and the teams building those experiences. At Adobe Summit, she brought a practitioner's perspective and looked beyond the announcements to what these technologies mean for real implementations and real teams. We have a lot to recap from Adobe Summit, so let's get started. Hey, Yalitza, I really appreciate you taking the time to join me to talk more about Adobe Summit today.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And I know there was a lot to learn during this year's event, and I'm sure you personally have a lot of takeaways. So I'm wondering if you could take all of your takeaways and kind of give me your top three.
Yeah, absolutely. This was actually my first time attending Adobe Summit, so it was very, very exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, I think my first takeaway is that Adobe is clearly moving from that AI as a feature to AI as an operating layer. I think the biggest theme for me was agentic AI, and not just for me, really, for everyone. But this time, I think everyone was kind of expecting to see more. Not just how do you use AI to generate copy or images, but really, how do you use AI agents to coordinate work across data, across content, journeys, experimentation, optimization, and so on. So Adobe's CX Enterprise announcements was really exciting because of that, because it really points in that direction. How do you use agents? How do you We got a real-time demo, which was really exciting. How do you use agent skills? How do you keep governance? How do you orchestrate across Adobe and third-party ecosystems? So that was pretty exciting to see in person. My second takeaway, I think, is that content supply chain is now really a technical problem.
Oh, okay.
I think organizations want personalization now. Like, they really want these big results. But I think the blocker is now not just, how do you create this data and content quickly that we need, but it's more now, how do you orchestrate this workflow? How do you keep approvals consistent, brand consistency? How do you really produce assets that are not really to AI? And just the ability, how do you activate content quickly that is actually good quality? So Adobe's GenStudio and content production agent announcements are really interesting because they really show you how do you connect that creation, how do you keep brand governance, how do you review different workflows, and just how do you activate their tools instead of treating all of them as a separate system.
Yeah, I actually was playing catch up and watching some Adobe Summit sessions, and the NFL did a session on content supply chain. And kind of what you're talking about too is like, how do they keep a consistent brand standard for all of the images, and how do they create content super quickly to match the real-time stuff that's going on with the game? So just like you're saying, it was just really interesting to see like big brands like the NFL talk about like, yeah, we're struggling with these problems and this is how we were able to solve for it.
Oh yeah, it was mind-blowing, really. It's great to be there in person, and also, well, it's just really great to have them share their stories, just because it really makes you realize that everyone struggles with mostly the same issues. So yeah, it was pretty cool to see all of that. And their booth was actually very, very popular
Oh,
during the
really?
summit. Yeah, it was a hot topic.
Very cool.
And then the third takeaway is, everyone talks about this. Discoverability is changing now. We used to deal with very simple SEO optimization. I mean, I'm really dumbing this down, but I feel like I'm sorry to all SEO people for saying it like this. But what I wanted to say is that now it's just like got really complex because now you have all these agents that are crawling your websites, and you have to figure out how to optimize this even more on a whole different level. So, how do you get these answer engines to interpret the brand on behalf of you in a good manner? So tools like Adobe LLM Optimizer really focus on that brand visibility and how your AI search shows that, you're really working on your brand image for LLMs as well. So, how does AI understand and represent my brand? And really, this is what this tool is what solves that problem, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. And I know outside of just like your top three takeaways, I know that you presented during a skill exchange during Adobe Summit. Could you tell me more about what that session covered and kind of like what people were talking about post your session or like some of your key takeaways as a speaker?
Yeah, absolutely. So this was also my first skill exchange, which was really,
Amazing.
really exciting. Yeah. I worked on this presentation for a few months. I really wanted to deliver good content and good story to people who were attending my session. It was really about performance and architecture. I specifically talked about how teams can rethink those digital experiences and how the delivery with Edge delivery services and just more modern content workflows looks like in enterprise setting. So the core message during my session was performance problems and how they're often architectural. I talked about how we tend to look at front-end optimization first. Typically we would look at lazy loading, bundling scripts, image optimization. And all those things matter for sure. But sometimes that is really not enough. So I started talking more about underlying issues, which is usually how do you actually deliver that content and why is, Edge delivered versus origin dependent content delivery so much different? I really showed the architecture around this briefly. So everyone can see how do you exchange this information. It wasn't too technical, which I think, a lot of people don't really want that heavy duty talk about, service and stuff like
Yeah.
that. So yeah, one of the biggest takeaways from the session, I think, was that people are actually interested in performance, but they don't know how to start and where to start. Again, just because this topic is very heavy duty sometimes. So they know their site is slow. They usually think, okay, this is probably front-end code issue, but it's usually actually back-end architecture and how your front-end and back-end are exchanging that information. So we really talked about that. And another takeaway was also that content velocity and site performance are now really connected. So with tools like Edge Delivery Services and Universal Editor style authoring, now the goal is not just faster pages. It also really enables teams to be much, much faster. With this new model, now a marketing team doesn't really have to wait for those deployments. It doesn't need engineering support and so on and so on. So it was really actually interesting. At the end of the session, people were coming up to me and they were saying how refreshing my session was because it wasn't about AI. It was more about, how do you actually deliver all this complex content and technology in a timely manner.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
That is really cool. And just shameless plug for our company website, blueacornici.com. We are on Edge Delivery Services and on the marketing team. I just noticed it's so much faster to create content, publish content. Our Google Lighthouse scores are so much faster than what they were when we were on WordPress. So I can definitely align with what you're saying there. And it is really overwhelming too to try to figure out, I have all of these problems. Where do I even start?
That's right, yes. And this technology is just, even I'm t a technical person, and it really takes time, even as a technical person, to understand what is going on. Like, I really need to read a few times about this. I need to go in and play with these technologies just because it's so, it's so advanced, it's so complex, it's very, very mind-blowing and interesting. But yeah, the results are there. You can see for yourself, which is, I think, the biggest, proof you could have.
Totally. And with all of the announcements that happened that were either AI related or not, like you were saying, your skill exchange wasn't necessarily focused on AI. What do you think are like the main takeaways organizations are going to use to move forward, or like how are they going to start taking immediate action on some of these learnings?
That's a great question. Yeah, it can be very, very overwhelming. So I would definitely start with one practical workflow. Just start small again. See what can be automated. See what tasks are repetitive that your team is doing, like resizing assets, for example, or generating variations of content, or summarizing performance, and so on and so on. So identify what optimization opportunities and automation you can do. I feel like you should also look at what needs governance. So anything touching customer data, brand voice, legal approval, personalization, and so on, you really need to take a good look at that and make sure that everything is consistent and secure and safe. And then the third one is, what needs architectural cleanup first. Again, if your content is fragmented, if your data model is inconsistent and scattered over different third-party systems, that will cause a lot more work and a lot less results for your team. So taking a big look at that will be helpful. And of course, look at your site performance. You need to be able to really deliver all of this new technology fast to users.
That makes a lot of sense. Thinking about the future of Adobe Summit, or like, because this was your first one, is there anything for the next year when you go that you'd like to see more, or like, I don't know, just your thoughts of just attending in general for the first time?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. I did not expect to see so much cool technology. Like, I thought I will attend this conference, and it will mostly be, how do I explain this? Like, technology doesn't change too much too drastically, but we're in times now when that is actually happening. So the amount of technology that I saw was really, really overwhelming, and very in a good way. The amount of networking that happens between, engineering people, different Adobe champions across all Adobe products, and just between different companies was really, really surprising in a good way again. What would I like to see more of? I really don't have anything that
No,
I
that's a
felt
tough
like I'm
question.
missing. Yeah, I was like, they really did a good job.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. It's been a while since I've been to Adobe Summit, so I was just curious like what your thoughts were, 'cause same for me, it was like, oh, there's so much more than I would have expected at the conference. So it's cool to see you had a similar thought.
Yeah. If anything, I felt like, oh, I wish I have more energy, because sometimes you would just walk and walk for hours, and you're like, oh, now I have to take a break.
Yeah, there's so much, it's hard to prioritize your time of like, well, there's all these sessions. I also want to talk to these people. I also need to eat something and sit down for a
Yeah.
second.
That's right. But yeah, again, even for meals and drinks and all that, Adobe was just so good. They were on top of everything. They would have, like, when you would go through hallways to go to different sessions, they would have coffee stands with snacks for people out there to to have something to drink and eat and refresh themselves before a new session. So yeah, I mean, it was just like really, really good experience. And I highly recommend go to see Adobe Summit.
Totally agreed. If You don't have anything else as far as recaps. We took a long, we took a lot of information and kind of distilled it down into a quick 15-20 minute chat. Was there anything else you wanted to cover, or are we good for today?
Like, I could talk about this, Sarah, for a long time. So really, this is really up to you. You're, behind the steering wheel.
Yeah, I mean, I think we covered a lot of the highlights. Were there emerging conversations happening that you were like, oh, this is really interesting, and maybe it wasn't one of the keynotes, or it wasn't like heavily covered in a lot of sessions? Was there anything like that?
Yeah, I think there was they Adobe Commerce wasn't really, I don't think it was talked too much about, but there were a lot of cool stuff and cool tools that they're going to be releasing, and they also released already. One of really interesting things that came out for Adobe Commerce specifically is now you can have an MCP server, which is essentially an API endpoint where you can put in all of your brand and product data, and then LLM will go onto that endpoint and basically take all of that information in. And so when you go into a chatbot like ChatGPT and you ask about different products, your product will show up there in the way you structured it on that MCP server. So that
Oh.
really, really helps with that brand consistency. And that was really pretty cool to see. Yeah, there were a lot of nerdy tools that came out that, developers like myself are talking about and thinking about, but I don't think I would cover this in like one podcast session. I think this
Totally.
is something we'll actually, Doug and I are thinking about covering some of these where we're going to have a deep dive on these tools. So more to come for sure.
I'm excited to learn more. I know I feel like I understand the highlights, but yeah, there's so much more that was talked about. So thank you for just giving us a little glimpse into what's to come.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me today.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Funnel and all the insights we've shared, share it with a colleague. To learn more about Yalitza and the content she mentioned in this episode, visit the links in our show notes for more information. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.